above mission above, Nis'acho HaBotor, somebody who had been put to death by Beit Din and buried in the Beit HaKfaros of Beit Din. After his flesh has already disintegrated, by now he has a kapara through the Mitzvahs Beit Din and the Icho HaBotor. He has found kapara and he is no longer considered a Rasha. Melakten et ha'atzomos b'kaybrin oisom b'mkaymam. They would then gather together the bones of this person and rebury him in the place where the rest of his family is buried. And now that he is no longer considered a Rasha, there is no problem with burying him next to the other relatives. Ba'akrovim ba'im b'sho'alim b'shlom ha'dayanim u'b'shlom ha'edim. After a person is put to death by Beit Din, the relatives would come and wish shalom to the dayanim and to the Edom, klomar, as if to say, she'ein b'libeinu aleichem klom, we have nothing against you, she'din emes dantem, we believe that you judged a din emes, and he really was chai of Misa, there is no reason to have anything against the Dayanim and the Edom. V'lo hayu mis'ablim, after a person is put to death by Beit Din, the krovim would not be avelim, they would not mourn his death. As the pasuk said, "Be'ibud Rishaim Rina." When Rishaim are destroyed, there is joy. And since he does not yet have kapara until Be'icho HaBasar, they would not be availing for him. Avo Onanim, they would feel the pain of his death. She'ein Aninos Ela Balev, the pain that they feel is in their lave. There is no problem with feeling pain in the lave, as even HaKadosh Baruch Hu has pain when the blood of Rishaim is spilled, like we saw in the previous Mishnah. Maseches Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Arba Misos Nimsteru LeBeit Din. There were four different Misos that Beit Din would give to people that would be chayav these Misos. Skila, Sreifa, Hereg, Vechenek. Skila is death by stoning, Sreifa by burning, Hereg to be killed by sword, and Chenek is choking. The order that the Mishnah brings down these Misos are in order of severity. Skila is the most severe, followed by Sreifa, Hereg, and Chenek is the least severe. Now, the practical relevance of which one is more severe would be if somebody is chayav of two different Misos. Beit Din would kill him by the more severe of the Misos that he is chayav. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Sreifa, Skila, Chenek, Vehereg. Rabbi Shimon says there is a different order of severity. Sreifa is the most severe, followed by Skila, Chenek, and Hereg. Rabbi Shimon argues with the Tanna Kamma, as the Tanna Kamma holds Skila is the most severe, while Rabbi Shimon holds Sreifa is the most severe. Zu mitzvah ha-miskolim, the mitzvah of miskolim, the way they would go about stoning somebody, this we have already explained in the previous parak, so therefore in this parak we will start explaining the other mitzvah.